Today's daf is Menachas Daf Samach, and we are on Nun Tes Amid Beis. Let us start with about five lines up at the bottom. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan. Nasan Mashehu Shemen Al Gabi Kizayis Mincha, Pasul. We're talking about the Isser of Shemen and Saor on the Shemen and Lavona on the Mizbeach. So, said Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, the name of Rav Yochanan, if you put a little bit of Shemen, a tiny drop of Shemen, on a Kizayis of a Mincha Pasul, my time, lo yasim sima kol dehu. Lo yasim is mashma, any tiny little amount. So that's why you don't need, this is an isser sima. It's not an isser achila. It's not an isser that you would require a kezayis. It's an isser sima, lo yasim. So therefore, any tiny amount of shemen on the kezayis of mincha, so then that would pass on the mincha. Aleha adi ika shi'ura. So we darshan that phrase, lo yasim aleha. Lo yasim is any amount. Kol shehu, and aleha means something significant on a significant part of a mincha, so it has to be a kezayis of a mincha. So that's by the iser of shemen. V'yama Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rav Yochanan Nasan kezayis levoda agabe bashehu mincha pasul. If you put the opposite, a kezayis of levona on a mashehu of a mincha. But the opposite of what we just said, that also passes. Why? My time, lo yitain ksiv. It says lo yitain. It says lo yasim shemen, lo yitain levona. Lo yitain symbolizes a lashon of chashivus, giving, and that's why it has to be a kezayis. And then adiika nesina, until there is a disturb nesina. Aleha, what is aleha? So haribibi, that's another phrase of meaning something significant. So haribibi acharibli. So this is a second inclusion, because it just said aleha in the previous phrase by shemen. Veribi acharibli elo labait. And what ribli acharibli is only labait. Two inclusions means an exclusion. And that is why one would violate the Isser, even if one puts a Kezayis Lavoda on a tiny amount of a Mincha. I think we mentioned in the past, the Chiduch in Mitzvah Kuf Chav Hei talks about the Isser Kuf Chav Hei and Kuf Chav Vav. First of all, it's two separate Isurim. In the Minyan of Mitzvahs, the Rambam and the Chiduch count the Isser of Shemen and Lavoda as two, because there are two separate Losases, Lo Yitain and Lo Yosef. They count it as two separate Losases. The Chiduch in Kuf Chav Hei discusses what's the Tava Mitzvah behind the Isser of putting Shemen on a Minchas Chote. Remember, most Karbanos Mincha have shemen with them, but this has an isser of having shemen with them. So says the Chiduch, two reasons. Number one, bishar shei mitzvah lefisha shemen remez lamala v'ledula. Oil symbolizes greatness, symbolizes glory. She'ibata ma'arvo b'chol mashkenu tzaf al kulan. If you mix oil with any other liquid, it flows to the top. Well, that's a lot of drushes by Chanukah talk about that. But that is that's what oil does. And the oil symbolizes greatness. V'hu davar chashiv v'od. V'yadua hu chashiv v'shemen atov. And as we know, v'chein yibshachu bo ha'bischarchim l'bailis malchus o kahuna. And therefore, we know kahanim, on the day that they start doing the avoda, a melech, all the kalim, they're all nimshach v'shemen ha'mishcha. So oil plays a role in their achieving their status. Al kain, ein roi lases b'menu b'mitchas achote, hatzorach laharos pa'atzmo da'aga v'shiflo. So that's why it's not appropriate for a mitchas chote, by a mitchas nedava, you bring a mitchas voluntary carbon or other types. So that's fine, you can have oil, but here it's not appropriate to have oil, because this carbon is supposed to symbolize and remind and inspire the bringer of to do tshuva, minchas chote, which is carbon chatos. So therefore, we leave off the oil, and it's an isser to put the oil on. That's based on Chazal, the Gemara in Menachas Davav, which we had way back earlier, where Reb Shimon says bedin hu that you should put oil on a minchas chote. But Reb Shimon says, what can I do? It can't be a glorified carbon. That is number one. Reason number one given in the Chiduch, because you don't want it to be a glorified carbon. The second reason the Chiduch gives, number two, is that va'oneh marshu lachemlas ha'ani. We have rachmanis on the ani, shalola hatshricho yoser midai lahavi shemen. We don't want to be matshriachim more than needed to be oil. Ki Hashem baruch hu lo yatshrich b'riyah. Hashem knows that it's hard for him to bring a carbon bechlal. Remember, this minchas chote is an olav yored. Right? You know, if somebody, there are most averus, you have to bring a carbon chadus, you have to bring an animal. There's no choice. By a certain averus, by a couple of averus, by tumas mikdash for kadasha, by shuas ha'edus, by a couple of averus, there's olav yorid, meaning if some, it depends on your tax bracket. You bring an animal, if you're very poor, you bring two birds, and if you're really poor, dali dalos, then you bring flour. So this is a very poor person we're talking about. Says the Chiddush, Hashem has rachmanis on him, and therefore he does not make him bring anything more than just the flour. The Minchas Chiddush here just wonders why the Chiddush has come up with a different reason. Most of the reasons the Chiddush comes up with are all his own, not based on Chazal. Here, Chazal mentioned a reason. The Gemara that we just mentioned from Reb Shimon in Menachos Navav mentions that, you know, really, we should make him have oil. Why? Shelo yechote niskar. We don't want him just because he has a did a sin, he should win out and not have to bring the oil. Shelo yechote niskar. That's the lasher. The sinner shouldn't win. But what can we do? We know the factor of not having his covered mehudar wins out. So the Minchas Chiddush just wonders, why does the Chiddush have to come up with another reason? Sorry, I have a little cold today, or allergies. So that's the Shiloh that the Minchas Chiddush doesn't answer, but he knows that the Chiddush brings both of those reasons for this Isser that we're talking about in the Gemara of the Isser of Simas, Shemen, and Lavona on the Karban Mincha. One just final point, the language brought up there is Shelo Yehechote Niskar, in the context of a Minchas Chote. We don't want a sinner to gain something for sinning, and therefore, by all other Karbanis Mincha, oil is brought. So just because he did a sin and he has to bring Karban Mincha, he's not going to have to bring oil, but that factor is overridden by the concept of not having it Mehudar. There is an interesting usage of that principle of lo yehechote niskar. I mentioned this in the mitzvah shir in a beautiful tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz in tshuva reish nun vav, towards the beginning, tshuva 256, he was asked by his friend, Yedid Nafshi, what's your pshat of the chet of Adam and Chava? What's your pshat? Everybody has their own pshat. What exactly, the famous question of, if he didn't have bechira, then how did he do anything wrong? And how did he sin? And what exactly was the chait? It was only a mitzvah to eat from one tree. So he says, Eilecha, Eile Esek, but Nistaros, I really don't have, I'm not involved in Kabbalah, but Eich Yispate, Achar Eitzas, Atzas Ishto, V'yavra, Mitzvah Kala, Asher Tzivoh, Yotzu Yisbara. How did he sin? What was his mentality? So, all the Mefarshim deal with exactly what exactly was the chay, what was his warp mentality? Says the Radvaz, Da. Ki davar muskal hu, ki kol hovet nifsad. It makes perfect sense to assume that everything physical in the world gets worn out over time. Kol hovet nifsad. Ula basof yakzar kol davar el yesoda harishon. And at the end, it might be centuries, but at the end, everything will return to its source. Asher mimenu lukach. Kol shekein adam hamorka midal yisodos. Surely man, which is made up of the four elements, they believed in those days, or maybe even today, what exactly those elements are, but man who's made of physical, who's made up of elements, person will get worn out over time. Uvdavers that is barel adam arisha leit safek. And Adam knew this. Adam knew. I don't have thought that he was eventually going to die. Anyway, even if he doesn't eat from the tree, because he's physical. When Hashem said, the day that you eat from this, you will surely die. Misa mikres he. That meant that it would be a mikres, meaning that's a natural death, which will come anyway, but there will be a punishment, earlier death, if he would eat from this tree. Ki amisa hativis ein manos bimena. Misa tivis, obviously, Adam's gonna have that. He's physical. How can a person live forever? That was what Adam thought. The Kfardibu Brazer Rishonim, this is what a lot of the Rishonim felt. That was number one, that he thought he was going to die anyway, and it's just that if he would eat from the tree, he would die sooner, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed it. Number two, Gam Yada Babirur, and he also knew, Asher Nata Elokim Began Eitz HaChayim, Avolo Yada Mikomo. He also knew there was another tree in this garden. Not only the Eitz HaDaat, he knew there was an Eitz HaChayim somewhere. V'hachi mash makra, v'Eitz HaChayim v'toch ha'gad, shalo hayo lo baka besuyam. U'betai nezu, we're going to get to our issue now, heises ha'nachash es chava. And with this taida, that's how the nachash was able to seduce chava. Why? D'chsiv ha'yisim ke'lohim. klomar nitzchiyim v'yodim tovara v'achlamina eitz v'nitosib ba da'as v'ruach hadasha. He says, if you eat from the eitz hadas and you eat from the eitz hachayim, you will have das, you will live forever. V'yamar b'libo, and this is what Adam ben Chava thought, al yidei she'ochel min ha'eitz yihyeh bidas lahakir makom eitz hachayim. Well, it'll be two steps. He'll eat from the eitz hadas, he'll have infinite knowledge, then he'll know which tree is the Eitz HaChaim. So then he'll be able to eat from the Eitz HaChaim, and then he'll be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for eternity. That's why he wanted to eat from the Eitz HaDas. In order to give him knowledge to tell him which was the Eitz HaChaim, he didn't think to himself that Hashem didn't tell me, maybe that's for my best interests, but he didn't think that. He thought that if he eats, this is when he was seduced by the Nachash, if he eats from the Eitz HaDas, he will then know what the Eitz HaChaim is, and when once he eats from the Eitz HaChaim, he'll be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever. That was his svara. Lochein amar be'eduso, muta ve'evar al mitzvah zu va'ashuv. I'll violate this, but I'll do tshuva, because you know what? These are my kavanas. I have good kavanas, ultimately. So I'll do tshuva if this is a little itty-bitty avera. Ki ein davar omei b'nei tshuva, kdei lahasik asaga asher ein erech aleha. The value of this avera, the goal, what I would achieve, will be unbelievable. Right? It's like avera lishma. He was the first person to do everything. The first person to do an avera lishma. Right? Like we know the other examples of this in history. Yael, who was bezana with Sisera a bunch of times in order to tire him out to then kill him. Yeah, that was pikuach nefesh. But that's what the Radvaz says. And that's what it says. Ki shabata l'kol ishtecha sh'amra l'cha sh'adei sh'achla b'na eitz nitosa v'adat v'adei sh'tochal t'yel kelohim. That is why I have to throw you out of Gan Eden. And here's our usage of the term. Shemini minei tarti chada sh'adei sh'achla b'eitz hadas yada v'yakir eitz hachai v'yochla b'manu. And number two, that's why you had to get thrown out. Kidei sh'lo yechote niskar. That's our lashon. That's what our sugya uses. Hashem says, I'm sorry, I can't leave you in Gan Eden anymore, because now you're going to eat from the Eitz HaChaim, you'll be live forever, but just because you did an Avera, I can't give you schar for that Avera. When we call Makom, Adam Arishon L'Tov V'Niskavi, we should know that Adam had good kavanas. Sh'nis'ave lios ke'echan mimalachav ha'omdim l'fanav tamid. He didn't know he would live forever. He really would have. But he thought he wouldn't, and that's why he wanted to live forever, in order to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem therefore had to throw him out of Gan Eden. That's the principle that comes up right here in our Gemara, the Isser of putting Shemen on the Minchas Choteis, even though Minchas Chote really, he should have to put shemen on his bircha, as the Gemara says earlier. Davav shalei chote niskar, but here there is an overarching factor, and that is you don't want the karba to be mehudar. Okay, that is the Radvaz about chote niskar and the two reasons in the chiduch of the isser of putting shemen on the karban minchas chote. Okay, we continue. V'ika da'amrei. Ika da Amri, second line, a different version of what we just said. We just said what? If you have an Isser of the Shemen, the Isser of Shemen is a tiny amount on a Kizayis of a Mincha. The Isser of Lavona was a Kizayis on a Mashahu of a Mincha. The opposite. Says the Gemara, Ika da Amri, and we ask it as a question. Amr Rav Yisrael bar Yosef, boy Rav Yochanan, nasan mashahu shemen al gabi kezayis. If somebody puts a tiny amount of oil on a kezayis, we said before that you can put a tiny amount because it's lo yasim shemen, right? So now the Gemara is asking it as a question. If you put a tiny amount of oil on a kezayis of a mitchamahu, mi bi inon sima kinesina olo, do I compare the isra of lo yasim to the isra of lo yitain, and therefore I would need a significant amount, although, or do I not compare, because it's two separate Isurim, Teku, right, the lundus behind that might mean, do you view these two Isurim as one, as connected ones, or not, right, Teku, so we don't have the answer to that question. Beautiful Tosfos here. Tosfos here asked three kashas. We're going to have a thought of one of the Achronim on each of his kashas. And we've discussed each of these before. Tosa says, you see for this Gemara, it seems pretty clear, that the language of lo yitain means a maisa chashuva. Lo yasim means any tiny amount. Don't place any tiny amount. And lo yitain sounds like a maisa chashuva. Don't place nesina. Nesina is a davar chashuv. Tosfos asks from three cases in Shas where lo yitain, you seems to be a lashon of nesina, and it's not significant. It's not a significant act that's required. That's the shaila of Tosfos. Tosfos first of all asks in the middle of the, go to about the eighth. We'll start for a second with the eighth skinny line. V'had mashma taptosus. V'had mashma the nesina ba'alma bekezayis. Even though here it's mashma that nesina is a kezayis. Hayna mishum the alfina min nesina the tashlubi truma. Okay, you learned it from tashlubi truma the havi bekezayis. That are a kezayis. Skip about five lines. V'had amar beperek hazahav. That which it says in Baba Metzia. Konin bekli afalpi she'im bo shaveh pruta. Question number one. Not only achronim, rishonim. Question number one. The Gemara Baba Metzia says by kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin, as we know, is the universal kinyan. You use a kli and you lift it up, and it shows concretization of one's mind in order to commit to something. Right, we use this by selling the chametz. We use this by the chassan's tish. He lifts up a pen. He lifts up a handkerchief. That's kinyan chalipin. Right, so it's a symbolic kinyan. The halacha is you could use a handkerchief, you could use a pen, even one that's not worth a shaveh pruta. It's worth a tiny amount. Even though the source for kinyan chalipin is the pasuk v'nasan l're'ehu, na'alok siv d'mashma kaldu. Tosfos says, oh, it's mashma, any tiny amount. But Tosfos is bothered. But it says you have to, why should you have to use a kli that's worth a shaveh pruta? They have the lashon of nesina there. Shouldn't you have used a significant kli for chalipin? So, one can suggest based on this, not an achro, but there's an important point of the Rishonim in Shavuos. The Rashba says, it's beferish, in Shavuos, on the Flamet Tesam Abayz, the Rashba says, Ef Shalomar, to call Kli, Kivat Shehu Ro'i Lamalachto, Chashiv Hu Kipruta, V'yeser Mipruta, V'yoshvin Alav V'dayanim, says the Rashba, Lam de Shepshat, and that is, when do you go by Pruta and non-Pruta? If you're talking about money, if you're talking about food, right, something like that, or what are we talking about? We're talking about oil. But when it comes to a kli, once a kli has the status of a kli, then the kli is not important for its value, but for its usage. And once a kli is usable, then it has significance. Even if it's worth less than a shaveh pruta on the market. But it has inherent significance, because it's a kli, it has the status of a shame kli. That's the Rashba, and that's why, even though that context over there, Beis Din does not sit. You don't get a case in court unless it's a shaveh pruta. Let's say we have a machlokas about a half a pruta. Beis Din is not going to listen to our case. But if it's about a kli that's worth less than a shaveh pruta, Beis Din will convene. Why? Because it's about a kli. A kli has inherent status. Number one. Those is, I, what about a kli? So, you have an answer to that question. Because a kli inherently has status, has significance, even if inherently it's not worth a shaveh pruta. Number one. Second question Tosfos asks. Next, continuing. V'get nami, Amrina. What about a get? Get, it says, in Mesechas Gittik, Kasval Yisrael HaKasher, if I write a get on an Isser Hana'ah. Sorry, that's Aser Bahana'ah. Am I allowed to write again? Sorry, that's Aser Bahana'ah. The answer is yes. Yes. Kasher. Divinasan biyada. Nesinas get pa'alma kamar. Kidachsiv sefer afilu koldu. Second case that Tosfos brings up is Nesinas get. Nesinas get, it also says the Lashon of Nesina. Vinasan biyada. And yet we know that the halacha is you can write a get on Isur HaNa. Isur HaNa is worth nothing. It's not even worth a half a pruta. It's worth nothing. It's a, how in the world can I write a get on a davar Aser Bahana'ah? I write a get on, I don't know, whatever it is, a Shor HaNiskal, and I give it to, a man gives it to his wife. So why should that be appropriate? So there you have a famous ksos. I haven't mentioned so many ksoses in Menachas. Says the ksos at Siman Reish. Siman Reish Os Hey, famous ksos. The ksos there is wonders, Vinista Pakti. The original question of the ksos. Beruvein should us and Shtar Matana L'Shimon Albeso. Ruvein, could Ruvein give his house to Shimon? He's giving his house to Shimon, but the way that he gives his house to Shimon is he writes a shtar, and he puts the shtar in the house. And he says, through the Kenyan chatzer of your house, you should be kona, but it's not, it's a circle, because he's not kona the house until he gets the shtar, and he wants to give him the shtar through the Kenyan chatzer of the house. That's the shayla. Minema ki agabna chatzero matanaso bon ke'echad. Do you say that it can happen at the exact same moment? He's code of the house, and in that way, the kidyachatzer of the house wins. The Kso says it does not work. That does not work. Because the principle of ba'in ke'echad, coming at the same moment, you only find by two contexts. You don't find it all over by all kinyanim. You only find it by shtar, shichur of an eved, and you find it by a get. By a get. The halach is by a get, that a man can give his woman, his wife, a get. Everything, mashakana ish, kas to ishto kana baila. Ba'in ke'echad! What does that mean? Says the Ksos, again, quoted by many, many others, and that is, when it comes to getting, you don't need a kinyan. Giving a man giving a get to his wife, you don't need a kinyan. It says nesina in the Torah. Nesina is a different than kinyanim. The get shiny. The get, the isha u de eved lo ba'i zechia. She yizke derech zechia. Kiva de isha v'eved ba'karchach. Ve'ein zechia ba'karchach. It's not a regular case of zechia on behalf. Because after all, a man arises to give his get, give a get to his wife, bal karchach, forcibly. Elavade degabi isha lo ba'inan rak v'nasan biyada. You need an act of nesina, something physically put into her rishus. V'chid be'eved, v'leka toras zechia v'akna bal karchach. Omehai taima, that's why it works on Isuri Hana, because you don't need a davar shel zechia. You don't need a shavet pruta's worth of something. Because this v'nasan is in contrast to kinyan. That's why it says v'nasan by get. Omei high time in nira, but the kaiba kasha l'isurena the kasha v'yavagav delakator zchiya klal b'isurena. And that's why only by get and by shichur this works. For the case that he's talking about, says the kosa will not work shtar matana, because there you need a real kinyan. For kinyanim, you have to first be kone it for then to have kinyan chaser to work. Here it's just a physical nesina that is required, and therefore it can work. So that is the Ksos relating to Tosfos. Again, Tosfos said, I by get, it says Nesina, and you don't need something significant. According to the Ksos' Chiddush, no, maybe it only says Nesina there because it's contrasting to Kinyan that's usually required by other transactions. Number two. Number three, the final step in Tosfos. What's the third context Tosfos brings up? Skip a couple of lines. Fifth to last skinny line. This is the one that we've quoted recently. Vixas Kasha Bitshruma Dichsiv Titain lo, amai. It says you have to give something to the Kohen, Lashon Nesina. But why? Chita achas, pateras hazakri. One tiny little grain of wheat will pater. Nibai kezayis, kinesina deshmaitz. It doesn't our Gemara say that you need a Lashon Nesina. It says, but this Lashon Nesina is not significant. And thereby truma, use Lashon Nesina, and we know one little chita is good enough. So for this, what we always like to quote is the True Tosfos Rid and the Noda Yehud, or the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Ches, says clearly. It's a beautiful Chiddush, great Chiddush, fits it perfectly. Chita Achas Poteres is a Kri. It doesn't say anywhere in Shas that Chita Achas is Mekayim the Mitzvah of Nesinas Truma. It just says Chita Achas is Poteres es a Kri, meaning the Torah is telling you what could allow you to eat from your field. But you're right, in a Chinami. Like our Gemara says, Nesina is a Lashon of a Davar Chashuv, giving something chashuv, and therefore, chita achas, you would not be yotzei the mitzvah of nesinas truma. The answer to Tosa's question is, in achinami, you wouldn't be yotzei. That's what he says, in Kiddush of Adirali, Litaris, the Bevadai, mitzvah, litein lo davar chashuv. Avomiyu, afalbi, shabitzvaso bakach, imeda rotza lakai mitzvah zu, vetarm chita achas, bikol akri, niskan, viyatsami de tivlo, elo, shalokie mitzvahs nesina. That's the Tosas Rid that answers Tosas Kasha. And that, as we've quoted, is the language of the Noda Bihuda. The Noda Bihuda in Yordea Simin Reish Aleph comes up with his Chiddush, even though he didn't have a Tosas Rid. He says, I haven't seen this anywhere. But this is the Tosas Rid's Chiddush, and the Noda Bihuda says it as well. So again, that is three discussions. You can have a whole shiur on this Tosas. Three discussions according to Tosfos. Aye, Nesina is never chashuv. What about by Chalipin? What about by Get? What about by Truma? So each of those has its own special significance, its own separate context, and that would answer all of Tosfos' kashas. One final Dvar Agada, and then we will continue. I saw in the Margolius Hashatz, quotes the Pasuk, from Dvarim, v'hezer Hashem mimcha kol choli v'chomavim Mitzrayim arim asher yadata at all. Hashem will remove all choli from you and all terrible sicknesses that you knew. Lo yisimam bach unisanam b'chol sonecha. Hashem won't put it on you. Lo yisimam bach, and He'll put it on your enemies. Unisanam b'chol sonecha. Based on our Gemara, it's an amazing diak. It's lo yisimam bach.
Yasim, or does Agamara say, even a tiny amount. So even a tiny amount of the Ra, of the Choli, he won't put on you. And Unisana Mechol Sanecha. He won't put a tiny amount on you, and he'll put a lot of it on our enemies. That's why it's Beduyach, Lo Yisim Ambach, Unisanam Bechol Sanecha. Then he even adds, that's what we say in Ala Tzadikim, every Shemona Esrei. V'sein Sachar Tov L'chol HaBotchim B'Shimcha, V'sim Chalkenu Imahem. Gotta examine now every time you use Lashon of Nesina and Sima. When it comes to the Tzibor, yes, Hashem, give the Tzibor so much. V'sein Sachar Tov L'chol HaBotchim. When you're talking personally, you gotta be a little, humble. You can't ask for everything personally. V'sim Chalkenu Imahem. So, that's what he's bedayik, the Sein and the Sim. Okay, he quotes that from the Ta'omim. Well, you'll double Rabin Abbots, Ta'omim. Okay, Viter. Says the Gemara now, Tanu Rabbanan, Adasa Shemen al Shiareha. If you put Shemen oil on the Shirayim of the Karban Mincha, so we said that is the language of the Mishnah is Eino over below Saseh. You don't get a lo saseh for putting shemen on the shirayim of the carbon. Tadar abana and lo yasim ala shemen vilo yitain. It said, talks about the isra of shemen, the isra of lavona, yachol bishne kohanim. I might think that this is talking about two kohanim. What's the havamina? What do we talk two kohanim? Rashi, de lo yischaibu shne laven ashiuk shne kohanim. I might have thought that you only get two Yisurim if two different Kohanim are involved. Echanosin Shemen, Echanosin Lavona. Aval Chad Kohen, Lo Machayv Alachad Lav. One Kohen does both, you only have one Avera. That's what I would have thought. It's Tosas, why would I have thought that? It's two separate Yisurim, so what if one person does it or two people do it? So why would I have had a Havamina that it would have been limited? So if you look in Tosas quotes, doesn't like Rashi Pshat, he gives another Pshat, then he calls Rabbi Tam. He says, Rabbi Tam Farish, right, the fifth to last line in the second Tosfos. Rabbi Tam Farish, Yachol b'shnei kohanim klomar b'shnei mekomos shezenas asher v'zenas lavona. What does it mean? Two kohanim in two places, or even one person, one after another. Meaning, I would have thought that if you put shemen in one spot, that already passels the mincha, and therefore, if you put lavona in that spot, it wouldn't be Nifsal. That's the Havamina. Either way, that's Rashi's shot and Rabbeinu Tam's shot. But I would have thought you'll need two Kohanim, or whatever the case may be. Tamalomar Aleho. Begufa Shal Mincha Kos Vedaber. Both these terms apply to one spot on it, or one Mincha, and therefore, Veloba Kohen, and therefore you can have one Kohen to violate both. Yachalo Yite Kli Agabi Kli. Vimnasa Pasal. I might have thought if you put oil in a Kli, and you put that Kli onto the Mincha, that also would passel. Tamalomar Aleho. Begufa Shal Mincha Kos Vedaber. No. That wouldn't apostle, because just take it off. It's in a kli, so just remove the kli. There is a mystery in the chinuch, but we don't know the svara yet for it, but the achronim say this gemara seems to prove the chinuch. If you look in the mitzvahs that I read before, in the chinuch, the mitzvah kufchav hey and kufchav vav, the isra putting oil and lavona on a minchas chote, the chinuch says this mitzvah only applies to male kohanim, zichrei kahuna. It's the chinuch. Ask the Minchas Chinuch without giving an answer, why should that be? You're right, doing the avoda of a carbon mincha is only by a Kohen, that's true. But the Isser of putting oil on a mincha, first of all, we know, we learned earlier in the Masechta, the early stages of putting an oil on maybe can be done by a Zar. And even without that, if a Zar goes and puts oil on a carbon mincha, why doesn't he get the Avera? Well, it's only if a Kohen has to do the avoda, but if a Zar does it, it's even worse. Why doesn't he get the Avera? So that's a mystery. The Minchas Chinuch asks, why should this be limited? It's only somebody who could do the Avodah, who doesn't, have to work on the Svara. But either way, the Achronim say that maybe this Gemara sounds like it, because Yachol b'shnei, what do you mean shnei Kohanim? What about shnei Anashim? Dafka Kohanim could only violate this Isser? So maybe this is where the Chinuch got it from. We don't know what his Svara is yet, but maybe that's where it came from. That's why Dafka says shnei Kohanim, because only Kohanim could violate this Isser. Okay, Viter, says the Mishnah. For the rest of the parak now, we have rules and regulations about all different karbanos mincha. All of them have this and not that. All of them have this except this. So now we have yesh teunos hagasha vein tuna snufa. Some karbanos mincha require hagasha, bringing it close to the mizbeach, but they do not require waving. The tenufa, only certain minchas require waving. Hagasha v'tenufa, some require hagasha and tenufa. Tenufa v'lo hagasha, some require tenufa and not hagasha. Lo tenufa v'lo hagasha, and some require neither. Some require both, some require neither, some require one without the other. So, ve'elu tu nos hagasha ve'in tu nos tenufa. The following require hagasha, they are brought close to the Mizbeach. This is going to be most Menachas. Most Menachas are brought close to the Mizbeach before Kemitza is done, but they don't require waving. What are those? Menachas, Hasoles, Vamachvas, Vamachesh, Zachaz, Varakikin. Right, those are the five voluntary Menachas. Remember what we said? We said to start off this Masechta, there are nine Minchas Yachid, nine Minchas Yachids, and three Minchas Sibors. So the nine Minchas Yachids, five of them are the Nedavas that we have right here. What are the other four? We have the two Kohen ones, right? The Minchas Chinuch that every Kohen brings the first time he does the Avodah, and the Mincha of the Chavita that the Kohen Gadol brings. And then you have the two ones for Chet, the Minchas Sote and the Minchas Chote. Right, so those are the nine Karbanis Minchas. So those are all that we're going to talk about here. So says the Mishnah, that which minchas require bringing close to the Mizbeach, but not Tznufa, these five related to Nedavis, and Minchas Kohanim. Minchas Kohanim is not a separate type, it's a little different if a Kohen brings any of these Nedavis, so then the halacha is different, as we know, that has to all be burned on the Mizbeach. But Minchas Kohanim also requires Hagasha, or Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol, the Chavitin, brought every day, Minchas Nachrim. If a goy brings a karban mincha, it also requires hagasha, right? That is according to machlokas. Which type of karban is a goy allowed to bring? We've said before that the Rambam quotes the only type of karban that a goy can bring is an ola. But here this mishnah is holding that a mincha v'nachri, mincha v'goy, minchas nashim. If a woman brings a mincha, or the minchas chote. All of these have to be brought to the mizbeach, but there's no waving being done. There's no waving done by all of those minchas. What is not on the list? Minchas sota. Because minchas sota has to be waved. That's not on the list. Reb Shimon Omer, minchas kohanim, u'minchas kohen mashiach, ein bohen agasha. Reb Shimon says, no, the last, two of the last ones, kohanim and mashiach, are not brought close to the mizbeach. Why? Lefisha ein bohen kemitza. You don't do kemitza on these. You burn all these. These are all burned in the mizbeach. Anything brought by the Kohen. V'chol she'ein bo'en kemitza ein ben hagasha. And if kemitza is not done, then hagasha is not done as well. That is Reb Shimon's rule. If there's no kemitza, then there is no hagasha. Tosis points out, it doesn't work the other way though. Sometimes there is kemitza without hagasha too. It's not a rule that they always go together. If there is no kemitza, then for sure there is no hagasha. But if there is kemitza, sometimes there's also no hagasha. That's what Tosas points out in the last few lines of Tosas Reb Shimon. V'lavla meimar ka'asi t'kol she'yishmo k'mitza yishmo agasha, t'yish she'yishmo k'mitza meimbo agasha, k'gon minchas chote al kohanim. Minchas chote of kohanim have k'mitza done, but they don't have hagasha done. Okay, so that's the rule, doesn't go in both directions. I think we mentioned in the past as well, the thought of the chinuch for the mitzvah of the minchas kohanim. Minchas kohanim is a separate mitzvah in the 613. The iser of, read it for you, from Parsha Sav, there's a mitzvah to eat the shiari mincha, but there is a mitzvah that Kufla Mitzayin, that a minchas kohen is not allowed to be eaten. Shalom lecha minchas kohen, shenem ravachom minchas kohen, kalil tia lo seyachel. Separate Isidar Isa, not to eat the mincha of a kohen. And the chinuch says, because the whole point of a karban is you're supposed to feel a little sacrifice. And therefore, if a kohen brings a mincha and then he gets to eat the whole thing, besides a tiny little bit of a, if you would do a regular kibitza, that wouldn't make an impression on him. So that's why a kohen, that's why he doesn't eat any of it. It all has to be burnt. You're not going to say, give it to Yisrael. That's that. It's kachim kachim. So it can't be eaten by Yisrael. But that's what the chiddush suggests. V'miyochal akoy minchasa lo yisor libo aleha yafe. Shehidome be'enof ka'ofe pas l'tzarcho v'ochlo. It's just like he's baking challah. V'av ki yochlo chaveirav shelo v'hu shelohen. Even if you want to say, give it to a different kohen, not the one who brings it. Yale akol l'cheshbon echad. L'chei tziva shetiyeh kalil lo sochal l'shum adam. That's what he says, but the Chassidim talks about this reason also. Hopefully we'll get to that in the mitzvah shir in a couple of days. Okay, so that is the Mishnah. Vayter, Amar Rav Papa. Kol hecha ditznan eser tznan. Wherever all minchas are listed, it means 10. What does that mean? You did the Rashi yesterday. Rashi yesterday quoted two days. What does it mean, 10? Either it means 10 types of minchas are always listed, or all minchas are always brought 10 loaves each. The only the lechem aponim is an exception, but most milchas that are brought, it's sets of 10. So Rashi yesterday quoted both of those opinions. The Rashi here says, "Betray lishni ki depreciis la'el." My kamash, lo, what's the chiddush of Rav Papa Lafukim and Rav Shimon to go against Rav Shimon? The Amar mechza chalos and mechza rakikin. Rav Shimon says that you have a choice. If you want to bring mafi tanur, which could be even chalos or rakikin, you don't have to choose one or the other. You can bring five and five. Yavi, kamash lo delo. Kamash lo. Rav Papa is saying we don't hold that way either, because that would be a number 11 type of mincha on the in the Mishnah, or it's always 10. It has to be 10 of the same type. Either way, that's Rav Papa says our mission is against Rav Shimon. Mino hani mili. How do I know that there is a requirement of hagasha, of bringing an item close to the mizbeach, the mincha, bring close to the mizbeach? The Gemara in Sota tells us that what does hagasha mean? Right, yudalam abeis. Hagasha does not mean that we just have to touch the kli to the mizbeach. You have to bring it close, and the kli has to touch. You don't have to take the mincha out. As long as it's in the kli and it touches the mizbeach, that is good. If you bring it to the southwest corner of the mizbeach, and that is where hagasha, that's where hagasha takes place. Right? That's what we learned back in Masechta Zachim. Is a zara allowed to do hagasha? Zara allowed to do hagasha? So some say just the matzias wise he can't, because he can't get so close to the mizbeach. When could he ever get so close? You're not allowed to go past. The Azara could only go within the first 11 Amos of the east side of the Azara. Beyond that, he's generally not allowed to go. So therefore, generally we assume that Azara cannot do it. There's a beautiful line in Rashi, in Sota Daf Yates, where Rashi just has one phrase, beginning of the parak over there. Hagasha is tchilas kibitza. So Rashi says, and therefore, that's the principle, that kibitza cannot be done by Azar. If Hagasha is the tchilas kibitza in conceptually, so then that's why Azar cannot do it. Okay, so Mino Hanimili. How do I know that Hagasha needs to be done? So we're going to have a long discussion back and forth what the sources are. Says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan, Ilu nemar vehe vesa asher ye asem me'ela l'Hashem vehekriva el ha-kohen vehigisha. There's the pasuk. Hayisi omer einli shetan hagasha el ha-komets bavad. I would have thought only the komets requires hagasha, because that's what the pasuk's talking about. Mincha binayin. How do I know it's the entire mincha before komets is done? Tabalomar mincha. That's why it says mincha. Mincha schote minayin. How do I know by mincha schote? Tavolomar es hamincha. So you include a mincha schote as well. Vidinu, because says the Gemara, I would have said that you don't need a pasuk to teach me that mincha schote requires hagasha. I would have thought you would have known it from a limud. Why? Nemar hava. See on the side the girsa. Venemar hava b'mincha schote chova. Venemar hava b'mincha s'nedava. Ma minchas nedava tuna hagasha, af minchas chova tuna hagasha. Meaning I would have known it from a limud. So even though I just had the brisa says I quoted a pasuk, but the brisa within the brisa itself is saying, really, why do I need the pasuk? I would have known it from a comparison to a minchas nedava. That's why I would have known minchas choti requires, which is a minchas chova requires hagasha. Says the Gemara, no, you know why you need the pasuk? Because I wouldn't have been able to learn it. Ma'ala minchas nedava, sheketu neshem v'lavona. Minchas nedava is different, because it requires shem and lavona. So maybe that's why it also needs hagasha. Unlike a minchas chote, which doesn't need any of it. So Gemara said, no, minchas sota tochiach, minchas sota will prove to you. Because the minchas sota also does not get shemen or lavona, and yet it has hagasha. So therefore, it would have been a good limon. Says the Gemara, "Manal minchasota shketenu tenufa," but minchasota has something else. It has tenufa, and maybe that's why it requires hagasha. Minchasadava tochiyah, but minchasadava would prove. And therefore, we have a team effort. V'chazar adin lo raizekar raizev lo raizekar raizev. Each one of these models, meaning minchas nedava and minchas sota, each one of those aren't exactly the same. Hatarashava shabahen. What's the common denominator? Sheshavu lekibitza v'shavu lahagasha. They both have kibitza done and they both have hagasha done. Af ani avi minchas chote. So to I will include minchas chote. Sheshava lahem lekibitza tishva lahem lahagasha. And therefore I would learn it. So we're back to the question. So why does the Brisa, the earlier first line of the Brisa, have to teach me a source, quote a pasuk, to tell me that a minchas chote requires hagasha? I would know it from the limud. I would know it from learning from the team effort of minchas nedava and minchas sota. Says the Gemara, no. I wouldn't have known it. Mala tzarashava shebehen shekein hochshru lavo ba'asher kiba'ani. No, by those two, by a minchas nedava and a minchas sota, it's the same carbon. It doesn't matter what your tax bracket is. Ma tomar by minchas chote shalom shalavo ba'asher kibani. By minchas chote, it's one of the only carbonis, also mitzora, one or two others, but generally Yoledes, I think those are the three, Mitzora, Yoledes, and the Olav Yoretz here. So Bechaschote depends how what your tax bracket is. So that makes it unique. So therefore I wouldn't have known this one also has to have Hagasha. So Taba Lomar, Esa Mincha. That's why you need the Pasuk, right? That's the limud for Minchas Chote. Next, so now we go back and say, what do we need the psukim for? By the other ones, this is all back and forth, same psukim. Reb Shimon Omer, Vehevesa l'rabos minchasa Omer lahagasha. Reb Shimon says, the minchasa Omer, the carbon Omer brought on the second day of Pesach, where the Mishnah is later on describe all the pomp and circumstance that we perform with the mincha of the Omer. Why do we have such pomp and circumstance? The Gemara says, "Lahosi milim shel tzukim," because they only machor as a Shabbos. So Minchas Omer, we want to make sure they know which day we're counting from. So we do it very with a lot of with a big parade. So Reb Shimon says the Minchas Omer requires hagasha to the mizbeach. V'chein hu Omer, yesterday's parsha. V'heveisim es Omer reishis kitzirchem al kohen. Bring it to the kohen, meaning to the mizbeach. V'hikriva. L'rabos minchasota la'agasha. And v'hikriva includes minchasota for agasha. V'cheinu omer, v'hikriva osala mizbeach. That's what it says by sota. V'dinu. And now we say again, what do you need the pasuk for? We could have learned it from a limud. Uma minchas chote. She'ena tu'una tenufa. Tu'una hagasha minchas chote, which does not require tenufa and yet requires hagasha. Minchasota she'una tu'una tenufa. Eino dicha tu'una hagasha. A minchasota, which requires tenufa, surely should require hagasha. So why do you need a limud? Says the Gemara, no, mal minchas chote she'ken ba'achitim. No, minchas chote is from wheat. And the sota is from barley, so you can't learn it. So Minchas Omer tochiach, Minchas Omer will prove, because that's also from barley. Mal Minchas Omer shkeitu to shemen v'lavona, but Minchas Omer requires shemen v'lavona. Minchas Chote tochiach, the other malamed, the chazer did again a team effort. Lo roizek roizev, lo roizek roizev. Hatzad Hashavah shebehen, the common denominator between Minchas Omer and, I'm sorry, to Minchas Sota and Minchas Chote is Shebahen Shashav Lukimitza Veshav Lagasha. So Af Ani Avi Minchas Sota Shashav Salon Lukimitza Tishvan Lagasha. So what do you need the Pasuk for? Right, you can learn it from these two. So Gemara says, no, Malatzana Shav Shemesh Shekin Loach Shu Lavo Kemach. No, there's a difference. Still, by those two, it has to be made of fine flour. Has to be grinded very well. Tomar minchasota shukshu lavo kemach. Minchasota come with coarse flour. So still, you would have thought it could come with coarse flour, so maybe it does not need hagasha either. Tamalomar v'ikriva. That's what you need the pasuk. So what did we just do so far? We went through why do you need the pasuk by a minchas chote? What do you need the pasuk for by a minchas sota? One more. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Vehevesa. L'rabos minchasota lahagasha. Vehevesa includes minchasota for hagasha. Vechenu Omer. Vehevias karbana aleha. Right, that's the pasuk. Ava minchasa omer lo tzricha kra. Reb Shimon says, Reb Yehuda says that a minchasa omer nachinami does not require a pasuk. My taima midina kasya. The svar that we just said earlier in the name of Reb Shimon. So Reb Yehuda agrees to that, meaning you don't reject the limud at the end. Uma minchas chote she'ena tenuva tuuna tenufa tuuna hagasha minchasa omer she'tuuna tenufa eno dicha tuuna hagasha. We said before, Mala minchas chote she'ken ba chitin. So I doesn't come from chitin. Minchasota tochiyah minchasota will prove that comes from saorin. Mala minchasota she'ken ba lavarer avon demaskeres avon he. I minchasota is different because it is not coming to be mechaper. It's not coming as a chiyuv tzibur. It's coming to be mevarer to clear up a safek, to know whether this woman can stay married to this man or not. So how can you prove, how can you use that as a precedent? So Minchas Chote tochiach. So Minchas Chote will prove that. So V'chazer Adin, this is Rabbi Yehuda talking. Lo reizek, 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 reizek. Hatzad Hashav Hashem Shekein Shavu L'Kemitza V'Shavu L'Hagasha. So you use Minchas Chote and Minchas Sota. Afani Yavi Minchas Omer Sheshav Salel L'Kemitza Tishvan L'Hagasha. So Reb Yehuda, even though Reb Shimon earlier said, ended up rejecting all the limutim, Reb Yehuda accepts it, and therefore Reb Yehuda holds that Minchas HaOmer does not need a pasuk. You can learn that from the others. Umay Parachta, what was the question, though, that Reb Shimon would say, no, you can't learn it, you need the pasuk. Reb Shimon Parachachi, Reb Shimon would have this question. Ma'ala tarashava shebehen shekein mitsuyin. No, those are much more common. Minchas Sota, Minchas Chote, people sin all the time. Minchas HaOmer is only brought once a year. So maybe that's why you wouldn't be able to learn it. That's why you need a pasuk. You would have said it's so uncommon it does not need akasha. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, adarabba, ha, mitsuya tvei. No, these are much more common. Excuse me, why? Because these are at least brought once a year. The others, you could go even more than a year not bringing those karbanos. Hanach, zimin, and delo mishkach, lo klal. Some of these wouldn't be brought at all, period. The Gemara now is going to go into a third possibility of what the Vehevesa means, so we'll just mention one thing before we finish. And that is the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya in Tavkuf Pei Dalet. This issue, this is the Machlokas Tanaim here. If something is brought once a year, or if something does not have a Kavua time, which is considered more Tadir? It's Machlokas here. Right? What about, this is Matsuri, it's at least brought once a year. The other one said, no, it's only brought once a year. So, comes up in Shulchan Aruch, in Tavkuf Pei Dalet. If you have a bris milah on Rosh Hashanah, what comes first? Shofar or milah? What do you do first? What do you do bris milah? Not practically what's better for the tzibur, but halachically, what would be better to do? So the Shulchan Aruch says milah goes first. Milah goes first. Why? Because milah is shchiach tvei, milah is tadir. Shofar is only once a year. Milah says, that's what the Vilna Gaon says there. The Karen Ora right here in our Gemara says, he thinks it's machlokas tanoim. Achlokas said, no, what you would do first, Mila or Shofar. That is what the Karen Ora says right here on our Gemara. Number one, Mila and Shofar. Another example, just to quote you, the Shagas Aryeh deals with it, Sibit Chaf Aleph. This could have come up this past Friday night. Could have come up. Somebody is sitting and eating a meal, and he's about to bench, and then he remembers, I said Kriya Shema too early. I have to say Kriya Shema. So if you're in the middle of a meal, say Kriya Shema, because you're not doing a mitzvah daraisa right now. If you're about to make kiddush, you might say, say Kriya Shema first, because you would be able to say kiddush daraisa in davening. But what if you're about to bench, and you're full? So do you say Kriya Shema first, or do you bench first? That's the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha. Sfira Sa'omer, Rova Poskim says Durabanan. Bizvana says, only Rambam says daraisa. Rova Shem says Durabanan. So that for sure you would do Kriya Shema before Sfira Sa'omer. But what about benching? That's the Shagas Aryeh's question. Ezaman Tiktom. Ibirchas Habazan, Kodem Leno, Kodem Lebrechas Habazan. So you for sure do Kriya Shema twice a day when you have set times and non set times for something, which is Tadir. Benching, sometimes you do no times a day, sometimes you can do it three times a day. So that's the question here. L'chaora, he says, and the Rishash, right here in our Gemara, quotes the Shagas Aryeh. He says, L'chaora, Berachas Habazan Kodem. Kriya Shema is only one time in the morning, one time in the afternoon, and Berachas Habazan can bench all day. Then he says, no, maybe the opposite, because Kriya Shema is at least once a day and once a night, and the others, benching can go a day without eating anything at all. So that's this Shiloh, this Machlokas Tanoim here. If you have something that has a set time, and something that does not have a set time, what's called Tadir, what's not called Tadir. That's the Machlokas Tanoim right here. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Hashem, we will continue in the coming days. Bez Hashem Shir, we have regular Shir Bez Hashem through Wednesday morning. Okay, we'll stop here.